Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Russell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hal Rein. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Olson moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Olson scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is walked intentionally. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. Johnson scores. Jolly moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague takes first base on ball four. Morgan moves to second. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Montague moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rhine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Johnson out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Montague bunts towards third. Rhein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Russell bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Montague moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. Whatwood scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards third. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmek throws the ball into Montague, who tags Alexander trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jolly moves to third. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Jack Russell. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Porter reaches second base with a double. Montague goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter, who is chasing the ball. Olson reaches third base with a triple. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rhein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmek moves to second. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rhine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Ed Montague. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is called out on strikes. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Porter reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a pop-up towards third. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.